This is tape two of the Professor Andrew interview, and we're talking about general view of education. And
well, I was telling you, I'm an elitist. I worship intellect. I'm impressed by expertise. I have high regard for manipulative people. I think the manipulation is well done, always impresses me. And I'm a socialist. And I've been told that I'm a master of piffle.
Piffle. Very interesting.
That's why I like to give speeches, because you can throw a little piffle in. But anyhow, have I answered what you wanted, or have I?
Pretty much. We're also asking each of the interviewees if they had a couple people that they might recommend for a broader scoped interview. In other words, somebody that we just couldn't do without. Has anyone come to mind that? Either as emeritus faculty or...
Well, I'll tell you a guy that I think would be very good, particularly for the medical area, is Norm Enzer. He was chairperson of psychiatry, and he's also had various assistant associate dean jobs over there and been with probably three of the deans, so I would think he'd be a good one for there.
You mentioned the institutional memory, too, of the different colleges. And
Winder, of course, but you've certainly got Winder on that list. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to get outside of town?
Yes,
the Hortons,
we've got some
and
travel,
so on?
Right.
And
right.
Those are people that will all be on your list. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who there is that I am.
And again, if you can think of someone else, or you think of it.
Yeah.
In looking back at your career at Michigan State, any kind of reflective word that you can think of to describe your experience here at MSU?
Well, I don't know. I certainly think it's a good place. Obviously, I wouldn't have wanted to stay. It did well by me, and I hope I did well by it. It's been a place that's been on the make quite a bit. It's had a tough time because I think Michigan, as somebody told me years ago, every time they started to move something up at Michigan State, they'd look up a hill and it's like a sand dune, and Michigan's up there throwing a bucket of sand down. And
inter-university rivalry.
Yeah, and it's much tougher in a place like where you have the two separate institutions. Madison doesn't have that. They probably got it internally, but they don't have the kind of problem of development that Michigan State had. On the other hand, it does give their ag school more clout, I suppose. I think they've done pretty well with what they have. I really do. I think they show the ill effects of the 60s and so forth, and some of the faculty came out of school, and again, this may be more of the social sciences, might even be true in the humanities, I don't know about them, but there's this tendency for them to believe in confrontational style and so on, so it makes it harder for an administrator. You can work with that because they're not unreasonable people, and once they figure out that you're not just meantime. Matter of fact, that's why I became assistant dean. People were fighting with their deans. And part of that was this idea that administrators are bad people. And I can remember them finally learning that administrators really weren't out to get them and so on. But I don't know how all that answers your question. But I think it's a university that's come a long way. And it's certainly standing on the shoulders of a giant in Hannah.
I didn't ask you about the current provost. Did you have much work with Luann Simon?
Well, I've known Luanna for a long time, but I didn't really work with her as provost because she became provost after I left the business.
I see.
I worked with her enough, and I did a little bit of consulting with her that she asked me to do after I finished up all this other stuff. That was just a small quarter-time thing or something. This is a very bright woman, there's no question about that, who knows her place and her organization and so on. And because she grew up from grad student to provost in the place, she knows it inside out as far as the central administration goes and knows how to use that knowledge.
Well, I can't think of too many more things to ask. I do appreciate your contributions, and thank you very much for the interview.
Well, I hope they aren't too boring. That's the big problem.
Not at all. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.